Welcome to Rights Watch, a program about human rights around the world from Human Rights Watch. I'm Amy Costello. It's rare that we get to see what life is like inside prisons. Two films playing at the upcoming Human Rights Watch Film Festival in New York give us a glimpse behind bars and explore issues of detention, rehabilitation, and justice. Kabul Love Crimes provides an inside view of women who are accused of so-called moral crimes in Afghanistan. Another film, 12 Angry Lebanese, is the story of inmates who are profoundly transformed when they take part in a prison theater production. I spoke with the festival's deputy director, Andrea Holly, about the films. She says many women inmates in Afghanistan wind up in prison because they're victims, not perpetrators.
The truth of the matter is, the social space available for women in Afghanistan who are survivors of any kind of violence or domestic issue is incredibly small. So actually, many of them end up in prison simply because they have nowhere else to go. And the way society deals with women who want to leave their husbands or who refuse to marry the person their family wants them to marry is that they then can be accused of various crimes.
It must be said, in this film, the women's prison, to me, does appear to be a sort of shelter, a sort of haven for many of these women who have been ostracized by their families, turned out of their homes. In fact, one inmate says, "I can't go home. My family will literally kill me. They'll kill me quietly," she says, "drown me."
To be perfectly honest, when a couple of us watched the film for the first time, I think towards the end of the film, I said, if I was a woman in Afghanistan, I somewhat wonder if I wouldn't want to be in prison because you can wear certain clothes. You know, it's basically an entire community of women in an enclosed environment. So they smoke. A couple of them curse in the film. You know, they talk rather openly about certain things. The access is amazing. The filmmaker, Tanaz Shagian, you know, speaks the language, was there with them as one of them. And many of them are quite young. So it is this community where you have older women and younger women kind of meant. It's fascinating.
That was the thing that almost surprised me the most in the film, was just to hear these women inmates speak, because some of them are so forthright and so kind of self-possessed about where it is they're going, what their rights are, and what they want for their future when they get out of prison. A very different picture than what I had of women in Afghanistan. There is no English spoken in the film, of course, and so it's difficult to play a clip, but I'd like to anyway, with a little bit of background. And the clip we're going to hear is a young woman who has turned her boyfriend in because he impregnated her, and she's afraid that he was going to leave her. And in this clip, she says, "You can play around with my father, but you can't play around with me." And then she, at one point, she says, "That son of a bitch still hasn't learned his lesson." You know, you thought I was kidding. You thought you'd get away with this. I mean, it's just almost shocking to see the way she speaks. I don't know how much to think that these women are representative of a larger population in Afghanistan or not, but to get this access and to hear them speak is quite shocking, really, to me anyway. What about you?
Yeah, I mean, that one of the sort of most amazing elements of this film is that the insights you get through the lens of the women's prison is that you do sort of start to understand that there's really no space in mainstream Afghan society for women who want to be independent in any way, who, God forbid, have any kind of financial ambitions or, you know, independence. But what's interesting to me about at least a couple of the main characters, this character in particular, is, to my mind, she's quite mercenary, but quite mercenary within a system that she's forced to live in. You know, the deal is to get out of jail, you have to get married. But when you get married, there's something called a bride price, what we would know as a dowry or whatever. And she is incredibly smart about negotiating because she knows that if they ever get divorced, and they well might, if you set the price at a certain level, you could survive on that. I mean, she's a very tough negotiator.
Mm. And finally, there's a film called 12 Angry Lebanese, the documentary. Talk to me about a little bit about what that film's about.
12 Angry Lebanese is, by contrast to Love, Crimes of Kabul, is in a prison as well, but it's a men's prison. And there is one woman character, the amazing Zeina Dakash, who is a person who's worked with arts therapy, in particular drama therapy, over the years within Lebanon. Zeina Dakash has a group of men who have auditioned to be in a production of the play We Know, which was later a film, called 12 Angry Men. They make a decision as a collective to rename the play 12 Angry Lebanese. And the documentary essentially follows her work with this group in preparing for the play. And the work they do is certainly dramatic, things that we would be acquainted with, rehearsals and technical issues and stages and things of that nature. But also a lot of the work they do in building their characters is a form of therapy. There are a lot of issues around how prisoners are perceived, and I think one of the powerful elements of this film is that each character in the film, you see them through a very humanistic lens, and you come to understand their history. And I don't think anyone in the film denies that they committed a crime, but by the time the film is finished, you have such a much better understanding of how they got to a point in their lives where they did commit a crime, and then how they've moved on since that.
And quite serious crimes, murder, rape, that kind of thing.
Yes. So the way that the discussions unfold, it offers you a lot of insight into these individuals' lives, but also not just the culture in Lebanon, but the culture within prisons and how people come to realize things about themselves in a way that they never would otherwise.
Andrea Holly is the deputy director of the Human Rights Watch Film Festival. We talked about Kabul Love Crimes and 12 Angry Lebanese, which will be screened at the festival in June. You can follow the festival on Facebook. It runs from June 16th to the 30th. And that's Rights Watch for this week. Human Rights Watch is an independent organization dedicated to defending and protecting human rights around the world. For more about Human Rights Watch, including audio, video, and multimedia features, please visit hrw.org. And we want to hear your feedback. You can get in touch at podcast@hrw.org. Thanks for listening to Rights Watch. I'm Amy Costello. Meaning, if I